by the program. Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. Then at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR. And at 7 o'clock tonight, Big Band Swings with Lee Klein-Peter. We're going to break for the news with NPR, and we'll be back at 10:06 with some music from the late Johnny Winter. So do stay tuned for that. Again, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles Public Radio for Acadiana.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sound, and Lil Pookie and the Zydeco Sensations. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Ukraine has released what it says are intercepted phone calls in which separatist rebels acknowledged they were responsible for downing a Malaysia Airlines jet. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports U.S. intelligence has not yet publicly authenticated the tapes.
Privately, U.S. officials say they suspect separatist rebels were behind the downing of Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. One of the pieces of evidence they're studying is this.
The
government of Ukraine says that's an intercepted phone call between a rebel commander named Igor Bezler and a Russian military intelligence official. We've just shot down a plane, the first voice says. He gives the location, which corresponds with where the flight went down. U.S. officials say they're still analyzing the audio. They're also using algorithms and mathematics to pinpoint where the missile was fired from, eastern Ukraine or across the border in Russia. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations now says it appears pro-Russian separatists are responsible for the incident.
We assess Malaysian Airlines Flight 17, carrying these 298 people from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, was likely downed by a surface-to-air missile, an SA-11. Operated from a separatist-held location in eastern Ukraine.
UN Ambassador Samantha Power told the Security Council last hour the U.S. cannot rule out technical assistance from Russian personnel in operating the missile systems. President Obama is scheduled to speak at the White House in about 30 minutes on the downing of the plane. Health officials in Gaza say more than two dozen Palestinians were killed overnight as Israel sent ground troops into Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told troops to remain ready for another significant expansion. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Gaza.
Israeli fire during the initial ground invasion Thursday night focused on Gaza's border regions, but strikes hit in central Gaza City as well, including a TV production company serving a range of international clients. Noor Harazin works there, but didn't know her office had been destroyed until she came to work.
So since yesterday until now, we did not have any electricity, so I don't know what happened, not about the incursion, not about anything.
Residents in northern Gaza report Israeli troops slowly moving further into the small Gaza Strip. Israel says it is trying to destroy tunnels through which militant groups try to enter Israel or move rockets they fire at Israel. A Hamas spokesman said today if Israel destroys tunnels, Hamas will rebuild them. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 83 points at 17,059. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 43 at 4,406. This is NPR. Two people have pleaded guilty to federal charges of stealing mail and identities from people in almost 90 Texas cities. Texas Public Radio's Eileen Pace reports the U.S. Postal Service says 2,000 victims have been discovered so far, and it expects more people to come forward.
From North Texas to the Gulf Coast, Austin through San Antonio, the thieves hopscotch their way through the state, breaking into 96 post offices. Mark Frazier, assistant U.S. attorney in the Western District of Texas, says postal investigators are working night and day to figure out how much has been stolen.
They stole cash, they stole gift cards, W-2s, they stole tax returns,
you know, personal checks, business checks, credit cards. The most important thing is they stole personal identifying information of people.
The pair also cashed thousands of dollars worth of money orders they printed from stolen equipment, which authorities found buried in plastic bins near the defendant's property in Central Texas. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Pace in San Antonio.
An Italian court has acquitted former Premier Silvio Berlusconi in a sex-for-hire case. The decision overturns his conviction by a lower court. Berlusconi had been tried on charges that he paid for sex with an underage prostitute and then used his political influence to hide the fact. Berlusconi denied the charges. His original conviction carried a prison sentence of 7 years. Super Typhoon Ramasun has crashed into the Chinese island of Hainan today. Chinese media report one person has been killed. Wind gusts have been measured at up to 130 miles per hour. The typhoon is now headed for northern Vietnam. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to turn to the music of, hate to say it, but the late Johnny Winter. He died 2 days ago in a hotel room in Zurich, Switzerland, after performing in France. He, of course, has been a great, great blues guitarist for many, many years now. Started his career early and... originally, of course, from Beaumont, Texas. His first album, full album, was recorded in Austin at a place called the Vulcan Gas Company on Congress, just south of the Capitol building. And it did okay for him. It was later re-released after he became a bigger star, but it was... an excellent example of how hot and how good a power blues trio can be. From that album, The Progressive Blues Experiment, here is Johnny Winter on guitar and vocals. His scintillating guitar phrasings just captured a lot of ears in the blues. Johnny Winter with a rendition of the B.B. King tune, It's My Own Fault, Baby.
Thank you.
Johnny Winter from the Progressive Blues Experiment with his rendition of the B.B. King tune, It's My Own Fault, again recorded in Austin, Texas back in 1968. Johnny Winter died 2 days ago at the age of 70 years old. Huge impression, though, on all sorts of blues fanatics, players, and audience alike. The fluidity of his guitar work is still stunning. Even the stuff he did back in the 60s, it's quite amazing. Johnny Winter got a big break back in December of 1968 when Mike Bloomfield had invited him to join him on stage and do a little bit of jamming at the Fillmore East. Bloomfield had Al Cooper just released their Super Session album, and quite a big turnout. And among the people in the audience were some representatives of Columbia Records. That tune we just heard Johnny Winter play, It's My Own Fault, he performed with Mike Bloomfield that evening at Fillmore East in New York. Anyway, they heard him do that tune, and within a few days, Johnny Winter had signed with Columbia Records, and they released his first Columbia release. It's actually his second album back in 1969. From that album, here is Johnny Winter once again with a B.B. King tune. Johnny Winter doing Be Careful with a Fool.
Be careful with a fool.
Johnny Winter from his self-titled Columbia Records release from 1969. Again, Winter doing a B.B. King tune called Be Careful with a Fool. Johnny Winter, back in the 1970s, collaborated with Muddy Waters on three particular albums that all won Grammys. So Winter, as a producer and a performer on them, got his Grammys. They were Hard Again, which came out in 1977, and then in 78, I'm Ready. And the third one came out in 79, Muddy Mississippi Waters Live. We're going to listen to an example of one of those tracks that that Johnny Winter laid out with Muddy Waters. Here's Johnny Muddy on vocals and guitar with Johnny Winter on guitar also, and screaming at some point, James Cotton on blues harp, Pinetop Perkins on piano, Bob Margolin also on guitar, Charles Calmazzi on bass, and Willie Big Eyes Smith on drums from 1976. Here, Muddy Waters with Johnny Winter here on KRVS doing a number called Jealous Hearted Man.
trouble just begin.
Support for KRVS comes from Jefferson Street Pub with the Vinyl Brunch every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 500 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette. The phone number for more information is 232-5040. The website is jeffersonstreetpub.com.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show & Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
Thank you.
Johnny Winter here on KRVS with special guest Susan Tedeschi. Their rendition of the Jimmy Reed tune Bright Lights, Big City. This is from the disc Roots, with the name of the disc. And this was Johnny Winter's last release. It came out in the year 2011. Before we heard Johnny Winter and Susan Tedeschi, we heard Muddy Waters with Johnny Winter also on that particular track, again recorded back in 1976. Muddy Waters, Jealous Hearted Man. Johnny Winter, of course, was an incredible electric guitarist, but he was very adept on acoustic guitar and could definitely play in the style of a lot of the old classic blues men, some single artist and guitar. Case in point, back to Austin, Texas, and the year 1968, Johnny Winter with a cover of the Blind Willie McTell tune, Broke Down Engine, that McTell first recorded in 1931. Again, Johnny Winter.
Struck me and I take a stroll, take a stroll out, take a stroll, baby, out west, take a stroll out west, take a stroll out west, take a stroll out west. I'm gonna buy me a little catfish, baby, catfish just to see come back coming around. Around now,
Did you get that letter that I throwed in your backyard coming around? Baby gonna come, baby gonna come back, baby gonna come down mighty, mighty hard.
Catfish Keith from his disc Pony Run. That was an interesting interpretation of Catfish Blues. Of course, everybody knows Muddy Waters' version of it. It's Rolling Stone, and the tune goes back at least as far as the late 1930s. Let me see. Tommy McLennan had a great version of it in the early 40s, and he probably learned it from his friend Robert Pettway. Before we heard Catfish Keith here on KRVS, we heard Johnny Winter. We've heard a bit of Johnny Winter this hour. We heard Johnny from 1968 doing a tune first recorded by Blind Willie McTell back in 1931, the Broke Down Engine Blues. Johnny Winter was from Beaumont, Texas, from Centerville, Texas. Here is Lightning Hopkins.
Folk, we can sing this song. Don't get mad, I don't mean no harm. I want to play with you, fool. I want to play with you, fool. I want to play with you, fool. I mean your little poodle dog. Yeah, that little fool got a long shaggy tail. While I tried to buy my buddy, wasn't for sale. Can I play with you, fool? Can I play with you, fool? I want to play with you, fool. I mean your little poodle dog. Down in town with my hat in my hand, I was looking for a woman, didn't have no man. I want to play with your pool. I want to play with your pool. I want to play with your pool. I mean, little pool dog. got one turn over. This is what she said. Can I play with the fool? Can I play with the fool? Can I play with the fool of me, little fool? Trying to do, trying to love my brother and love me too. I want to play with fool. I want to play with fool. I want to play with fool of me, little fool dog. Play it out loud. Just to see my little girl again. He said, buy your ticket, this train it can't be mine. He said, buy your ticket, this train it can't be mine. I said, I'm broke, ticket agent, I swear I am gonna die.
Little Son Jackson, originally from Tyler, Texas, he started recording in the mid to late 1940s, had one hit on the R&B charts back in 1948, a number called Freedom Train Blues, an excellent example of sort of rural post-World War II Texas blues, as was the case of the gentleman we heard prior to him. We heard Lightning Hopkins from, I believe that was also from the late 1940s, an undated track as far as the discography is concerned, Lightning Hopkins with a number called Let Me Play With Your Poodle. Next here on KRVS, let's go to Chicago and listen to Jimmy Reed. It's hard to believe.
when my baby walked away. Early one Monday morning, when my baby walked away, I looked out the window. I saw her walking on down the street. I know you heard me calling, calling. She looked back and waved her hand. I know you heard me calling, calling. She looked back and waved her hand. She said, Johnny, I'm gone, I'm gone, and I won't be back no more. I heard her tell her mother, mother, Lord knows he's one no good man. Lord, I heard her tell her mother, mother, Lord, Johnny Lee's one no good man. How could you say things like that about me? Baby, good as I've been to you, when my baby walked away. Well, it was Monday morning when my baby walked away. I know you heard me calling, calling, calling. She looked back and waved a hand. Well, 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 well. Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye. From 1986, that of course was John Lee Hooker, a number called Early One Morning. And before we heard John Lee, we heard the late, great Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed did a number for us called Found Love. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to turn next to a new recording. I have an older tune first recorded back in the 60s, a number usually associated with the late Albert King. This time, though, done by Shreveport native Kenny Wayne Shepherd. His latest disc, brand new release, is called Going Home, and it sort of refers to going back to the roots of a lot of the blues that he enjoyed for many, many years. He's been a great blues guitarist. Some of his output has been more rock than blues. This one is pretty much all blues. He has some special guests with him also on some of these tracks. From the disc Going Home, here's Kenny Wayne Shepherd along with friend Warren Haynes doing a rendition of Breaking Up Somebody's Home.
for your love, hungry for just one kiss. Heavy rains up ahead on my window pane. Beats so loud and clear, words just spelled your name. I got nowhere to turn to, tired of being alone, feel like breaking up somebody's home. So hard, I believe I caught a chill. Can't control the vibrations, oh, my heart just won't stand still. Got nowhere to turn, tired of being alone, feel like breaking up somebody's home.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd once again from his brand new disc, Going Home. Warren Haynes also on that track. and their rendition of Breaking Up Somebody's Home. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. This program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. We'd like to thank all of you out there who support us with your annual contributions, and those contributions are the reason we're here. If we didn't have them, we would not be here. So thank you very, very much for all that support. And we'll keep trying to bring you the good blues and all sorts of related music, of which we have quite a bunch coming up today.